Welcome to episode 2 of Marketing Your Wellness Business Podcast. Today we are going to be talking about a business lesson I learned from Napoleon Bonaparte. I don't know if you are familiar with Ben Wilson. He runs this podcast called How to Take Over the World. And it's a really interesting podcast. They go over historical figures, people that have lived maybe 2,000 years ago, and how they conquered the world. Usually, maybe they are warriors, famous politicians of their days, people like that, and kind of draw out lessons for businesses, for career-oriented people to be able to apply in everyday life. So there was one episode on Napoleon, and there was a specific quote that got my attention. And let me just read out the quote so I can be exact. And it says, a newly born government must dazzle and astonish. When it ceases to do that, it fails. So that was one of Napoleon's principles for establishing a new government. So once he gets into power, he wants to do something that would dazzle and astonish, right? Or else he feels like the government will not be able to stand, the government will fail. And I believe that concept of dazzling and astonishing can actually be applied to businesses in many different ways. And I'm talking to you as a small business owner. You probably don't have a team of 100 people or 200 people that you're working with. So as someone that is probably having maybe one person on the team, a few people, maybe less than 10 teams, like most of my clients usually have less than 10 people on their teams. So how do you actually stand out in a world of larger businesses, right? Big health, big tech, or since most people listening to this are health businesses, so big health business, how do you stand out? You have to dazzle and astonish. And there are a couple of ways you can do that. So the first way now that we're going to be talking about is in your offer. So your core offer must dazzle and astonish, right? So your core offer can be anything depending on your business. So it might be a coaching offer. It might be a mastermind. It might be a one-on-one kind of training. It can be a whatever it is. It might be a supplement. That might be your core offer that you're selling. It might be an educational product. Whatever it is, it must dazzle and astonish. And how do you actually do that? That's going above and beyond what most people expect from your offer. So if you are a health coach, for instance, now, ensuring you have the best health program you can possibly create, right, is a way to dazzle and astonish, right? Ensuring that you've considered various nuances. So if you are coaching majorly women, there is an approach for health coaching, or let's say weight loss coaching, for women that can be applied to men, right? If you are coaching business people, how tailored is your offer to them, right? They don't have a lot of time. They are busy. They're usually stressed. You can't be telling them to meal prep. That won't work for them. So how tailored is your offer to the target market that you are actually speaking to, right, would determine whether or not your core offer would dazzle and astonish. And that's the very first way you can dazzle and astonish with your core offer. So McDonald's had this very famous offer a while back. I think maybe it was in like the 1990s, 2000s. And it was, your pizza will be delivered to your doorstep in 30 minutes or it's free. And that was one of the offers that made McDonald's the brand it is today. Because so many people, they were targeting a lot of students, young people who didn't want to cook, who didn't particularly care about the tastes, but just wanted their food delivered fast. And that offer appealed to them. And it did so well, right? Obviously, if you know the history, there were some problems with the offer. Delivery drivers started rushing and not caring about other drivers on the road, accidents. Eventually, they got sued and all of that. But just the concept of your offer being so strong that it dazzles and astonishes people into wanting to buy is something to think about. How can you increase your offer? How can you make it sweeter? How can you increase the value people are getting for the same price? That's one way to stand out as a business, just using the principle of dazzling and astonishing. The second way we can apply this principle is your brand. So can your brand dazzle and astonish? And when we are talking about brand, most people just think about the visual side of things. But brand is everything. It is the visual. It is the emotional. It is the audio. It is the video. It is the product. It is the customer service. Your brand cuts across everything. How can you ensure you dazzle and astonish? Can people easily identify you from the other brands out there? So there was this brand of coffee I saw. I think it's called Death Coffee. And they just had a very strong... I've never bought anything from them. But I can still vividly remember how I felt when going on their website. They had pictures of skulls. And everything was black and red. And it just gave this evocative sense of death. Not necessarily death, but like a dark theme towards their brand. And that's what they are trying to go for, right? They're trying to go for people who believe the stronger the coffee, the better, right? They're not looking for people who necessarily want the nicest, fanciest coffee, right? They're looking for people who love dark roasts and that type of thing. And their brand appeals to that. So in that sense, their brand is able to dazzle and astonish. A lot of businesses these days don't think very much of brands. But if you look at businesses that have transcended decades, if you are talking something like Louis Vuitton, once you mention that, there's something that comes to mind. If you're talking about Walt Disney, there's something that comes to mind. If you're talking about even people that brands, Trump, there's something that comes to mind. If you're talking about the Kardashians, there's something that comes to mind. So you need your brand to dazzle and astonish. How can you ensure that your brand is so distinct, that it's so set apart, that people do not confuse you for anyone else, right? That people see your website and know it cannot be anybody's website. People see a post from you and automatically know that it is you. That even if someone steals your post and posts it on their social, they're going to be like, no, this is this particular brand's post, just because you have a very strong evocative sense of brand that you've built around your business. So that's another way to dazzle and astonish, right? A company that has also done it well, apart from Disney, is Apple. So if you look at all Apple designs, they have a very similar feel to them. There is something you think of when you think of Apple. If Apple produces a refrigerator, you could almost guess how the design would feel, because they have a very distinct brand. And fun fact, I think in 2011, there was a study done on the brain of Apple fans. And they actually found out that once Apple fans see their gadgets, right, see their iPads, their phones, their brain actually activates the same way the brain of a devout Christian or Muslim or religious person, the same way their brain activates when they hear of their God, is the same way the brain of an Apple fan activates when they see the devices. Just to see the depth of the brand these people have built in their community. Like, I mean, these people actually did brain scans to show, they showed them different pictures and the part of their brain that got activated. That's the power of a brand. You can't do this purely from a marketing standpoint, right? It comes from the brand, and it only comes from a very, very distinct brand that Apple has been able to build over the years. And that's something you can apply directly to your business, building a brand that dazzles and astonishes. The third way you can do that, that you can make your business stand out, is from your lead magnet. So if you don't know what a lead magnet is, it's a piece of training. It can be a content, it can be quiz, it can be PDF, it can be a video that's used to get people on your email list. And a lot of people skimp over this. A lot of people just throw something very basic and generic out to people. But the problem with this is that is usually your first contact with your audience. And if you are not able to dazzle and astonish on first contact, when do you want to dazzle and astonish, right? So from your lead magnet itself, the design of the page, the content of the page should be so good that people are just blown away. They are blown out of the water. A good example would be, there's this brand I bought. I didn't even buy it. It was free. It was a lead magnet I got from them. And funnily, I can't remember what the brand is, but I can remember very specifically what I bought. It was a market research document that outlined questions to ask your market when trying to write to them, maybe copywriting or creating videos. And to this day, I still use that document for a lot of clients I work with. Unfortunately, I can't remember the name of the brand. Maybe their brand name should have been more memorable. But I can remember very specifically the lead magnet. And if I see them again and I correlate it, I would definitely want to purchase from them just because their lead magnet was very good. So it's dazzled and astonished. And that's something you should be able to implement in your own business as a health business owner. Something else that you can do is your customer service. You must dazzle and astonish, right? Before I started Icon, right, in my last job, a lot of the things that was done that kept the business afloat was their customer service. The product wasn't that great. The marketing was terrible. Like, for someone that knows marketing, you would know their marketing wasn't the best, right? It wasn't bad, but it wasn't the best. But their customer service was great, and that kept them afloat for a while, right? Most people, the people who know, right, people who build tech businesses, understand that the business is actually built on the customer service. If you ask a lot of knowledgeable people, they'll tell you about that. So how can you dazzle and astonish your customer service? How can you respond instantly? How can you make it a delight for people to reach out to your customer service? Can you be more friendly? Can you be more interesting? Can there be entertainment in your customer service, right? Can you have rectify issues in 30 seconds as against 3 days? All of that leads to customer experience, right? But it also connects to dazzling and astonishing your customers, your prospects in this case now, many of which might have not bought from your business at that point, but eventually will be like, nobody has ever answered to me in this manner. Like, they'll feel more connected to your business, right? So another way you can dazzle astonish is, if you're selling a physical product, the lead time to delivering your product, right? Instead of 3 weeks, can you get to them in 3 days, right? One thing every business owner should be doing, so far you sell a physical product, ship your product the same day. If someone orders a product today, ship it out today. It doesn't cost you any extra. You just need a faster system, right? And that's going to increase the amount of dazzling, if that's a way to use the sentence, dazzling that you can provide to your customers, right? Instead of people waiting 3 weeks to get your product, can they get it in 1 week? Can they get it in 3 days? If someone gets a product in 3 days, trust me, they're going to order way more things from you, because no other brand does that, right? So, and that's one of the advantages Amazon has, right? Especially in the US, where they have the Amazon Prime program, same day delivery, those kind of things. You are dazzling and astonishing. You are giving them a great customer experience. And these are that's one of the things you can apply to your own specific business. Lastly, a way to dazzle and astonish with your business is your design. So can you have a very unique design, a very strong design? A lot of people today, a lot of designs I see are very generic. Like, you could literally swap out any brand in the design and you won't notice a thing, right? Can you have an evocative design, a design that means something, right? You don't have to, if your market is going one direction, it's usually a good rule of thumb to go the other direction. And this comes from L. Nightingale in the 90s, right? He said, if all you do is do the opposite of what every other person is doing, you most likely will not make any mistake again in your life. And that is pretty much true, especially when it comes to business. How can you ensure your design is so distinct, so unique, that it stands out among the crowd? If everybody is doing sort of feel-good designs, how can you make yours more rough around the edges? If everybody's using cartoon and graphics, how can you use physical human beings? If everybody's using actual humans, how can you do cartoons, right? Always go the opposite direction of your market, or at least be different from what every other person is doing. So those are some ways you can dazzle and astonish in your business. Boils down to the Napoleon principle of establishing great governments in the old Roman and Greek times. So if you want to know more about what we do, or learn more how to grow your business using email, web design and things like that, go to iconmedia.net. That's ikonmedia.net. You get my free book, Client Surge, where it shows you, I believe, 11 or 14 ways to grow your business as a health business owner, and how to actually approach getting customers from traffic to conversion to retention and all of that. So if you're interested in that, go to iconmedia.net. That's ikonmedia.net. Thank you.